You know, it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to live in our day, to see what we're seeing, and to know what we know. My Isaiah would have loved to have been here. Amen. Jeremiah would have loved to have been here. Elijah would have thundered from pulpit so loud they would have thought the earth had quaked to live in this day. Amen. They prophesied of it. They longed to look into it. But it was a closed book to them. It's an open book to us. And we're seeing more than any other generation has ever seen. Amen. Amen. Where's my cards at? Come on, Ed. That's right, Fred. Get them up here. Praise God. All right. Let's turn to the Gospel of John and chapter 16. And I don't intend to preach very long. I don't have much of a voice left. So I'm going to preach what I can and then let you can what I preach. Verse number five. But now I go my way to him that sent me, and none of you asketh me, whither goest thou? But because I have said these things unto you, sorrow hath filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father and you see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. All things that the Father hath are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. A little while, and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, and ye shall see me, because I go to the Father. Amen. I want to preach to you about the New Testament Holy Ghost. I want to preach to you about the New Testament Holy Ghost. Amen. The first thing I want to draw to your attention is that the Holy Ghost is a lot more than what we know him to be. And he's a lot older than 2,000 years. Amen. He is coexistent with God. He proceeded forth from the Father at the request of our Lord. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Amen. Amen. That word means that he'll give you another one just like me. The New Testament Holy Ghost is just like our Savior. There's no difference in him and Jesus. He had not come to do anything but the will of God. Amen. Amen. The first thing that you've got to understand in this day that we live is that there's a lot of people who claim to have the Holy Ghost that don't know anything about the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The thing that is so amazing in my eyes is the fact that we have such a heavenly visitor and have so few that are led of the Spirit. Amen. How can we expect great things from heaven when we will not obey heaven's guide? Amen. Y'all going to help me? Woo! I'm a feeling good. I'm going to tell you, I'm a feeling good. And look at what the scripture says. Jesus said, I'm going to go back to the Father. And as soon as I get back to the Father, I'm going to ask Him if He'll send you another comforter. Why send you another comforter? Because you know, and I know, we need one. We need help that's out of this world. We don't need one another. We need Him. Amen. I really don't need you. You don't need me. We both need Him. The whole fact of the New Testament Holy Ghost is that when He comes, He doesn't jabber. Amen. He doesn't speak in riddles. He came to show us plainly. Amen. I said He came to show us plainly what righteousness is, what holiness is, what stability is, what a good Christian is. He came to make us heaven's best on earth. Amen. Oh, we should help me preach. You see, there is in our day such a shallow Pentecostal movement that folks don't even know in whom they have believed or what they believe or who's in charge or what to do in the time of trouble. But the New Testament church found out that they had a man in heaven whose name was Jesus, that had all power in heaven and earth, and there was nothing too hard for Him. Did you hear me? I said there was nothing too hard for Him. And when He spoke in heaven, the Holy Ghost spoke on earth. When the decision was made in heaven, the decision was passed earth. When there was trouble in earth, heaven already knew about it. When there was things to be done, heaven issued the order. We need the New Testament Holy Ghost for the day in which we live. Hallelujah. I'm a feeling about good enough to preach. Now look, I live in the same day you do. But there's a whole lot of difference between how I see things and how you see things. The reason there is because most folks just don't give a good slap, amen, if this church runs or not. Amen. Amen. You said, now, Brother Benny, you don't mean that. Yeah, I do mean that too. Yeah, I do. If every one of us wanted this church to be a New Testament church, would everyone have to move back into the position of being led by the Spirit of God? You can't be a New Testament church without having the New Testament Holy Ghost. If the New Testament Holy Ghost is the one whom the book of Acts was written to tell his record, if Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John was written to tell the story of Jesus, the book of Acts, Brother Kim Myers, was written to tell of the acts of the Holy Ghost, how men were moved by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And what they'd done when they were anointed of the New Testament Holy Ghost. Amen. When you read that book of Acts, my friend, it separates churches. It separates them because some won't go into it. Amen. They refuse to come into the New Testament. They refuse to be a New Testament church. They'll say, we believe John's baptism. But Jesus said, amen, that He had another baptism. John said, I am not even worthy to unloose His shoes. Amen. He said, I baptize you indeed unto water. Amen. Unto repentance. But he that comes after me is mightier than I. Amen. And he will baptize or shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Somebody shout amen. Come on, Fred. Be faithful, boy. That's it. Get it up there. Amen. That's right. That's truth. You know what the word amen means? So be it. That's all it means, a so be it. Amen. Oh, great God of heaven, every one of us are to hallowed. Amen to that.
every one of the members of this church that has said, so be it, Lord. So be it. Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and fire. Baptize me with your baptism. Baptize me. Refill me. Set my fields on fire. Woo! The New Testament church was orchestrated of the Holy Ghost. When he needed a missionary, he spoke. He called them by name. He separated them to himself. He anointed them and sent them and went with them. When the Apostle Paul, amen, came to the place when he couldn't go, they just simply took his apron off where he was working, amen, or took the old hanky out of his pocket where he had been wiping sweat, amen. He said, I can't come right now, but here, take this. And you know what the Holy Ghost done? It wasn't Paul. It wasn't Paul. It was the Holy Ghost, amen, that kept. Jesus said, these signs shall follow the New Testament church. In my name, they shall cast out devils. Amen. They will speak with a new tongue. If they drink anything deadly, it'll not hurt them. They shall take up serpent. And I'm not a snake handler, but I'm telling you, the devil never made a victory, amen, except over those who didn't have the Holy Ghost. You sit there in that seat defeated, lost your shout and lost your joy. Can't say amen, can't say praise God, can't get your hands up, can't stand on your feet. It's because you don't have the New Testament Holy Ghost. Amen. Hold on, I'm about done. And you ain't even defrosted yet, but I'm about done. Amen. We need a church that's totally dependent on the power of God. We need one. We need one that's not dependent on brains. We need one that's not dependent on politics. We need one that's not dependent on money. We need one that's not dependent on being popular. We need one that's anointed of God sent power that comes in the form of the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Woo! I'm about ready to run. Amen. Now look, you ask yourself this question. Is Jesus going to take anything less than earth's best? Is Jesus going to take anything less than earth's best? Does God in such a strait and God in such a tight, amen, as they preach that he's going to have to take everybody home and wash his laundry out upstairs in order to fill heaven? I want you to know, my friend, that's a lie hatched out of the pits of hell. God's not going to take any dirty laundry to heaven and wash it out. Amen. If you get it washed out, you're going to wash it out in the blood of the Lamb right down here on earth. Oh, hallelujah. Great God of heaven, that's the New Testament way. Get your soul clean. Get your garments right. Walk in the power of God. Walk with your hair erect. Walk with the power of God on you. Walk with the Holy Ghost. Walk and walk and walk. Amen. Until the power of God is in you and on you and around you and through you. We need a New Testament church. It'll take the Holy Ghost. I said it'll take the Holy Ghost. It'll take the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let me tell you something. Can I tell you something? God gave brains to a little spider over on the coast to make his house in a shell. Amen. That shell weighs hundreds of times more than that little spider. Amen. But God put enough brains in a little spider to lift that shell that weighs 100 times more than it does, 6 inches off of the ground, and to make his home in it. Amen. Now look, if God can give a little spider enough ingenuity and enough initiative to go to work and lift the shell, how much more can He give a New Testament church who is full of the power of God to carry a burden to the glory of God? Amen. And to do wonders and signs. That little old spider will come down and attach one of his little webs to it and go up a little limb. Amen. And attach it. Amen. And come down and attach another one and go up there. He doesn't lift it. You know what he does? He lets the sun dry his little web. And as the sun dries, it takes the moisture out. And as the moisture goes out, it contracts and lifts that big weight up in the air. Hallelujah. Woo! I said, great God of heaven, Lord, if you can do that for a little spider, that he by perseverance can get a hold of a weight mightier than him and lift it up higher, surely we can walk through this earth with enough power of the Holy Ghost to look at mountains and command mountains to be moved, and to look at sycamore trees and tell them to be plucked up, and to get a hold of this power. Amen. And walk upright. This Holy Ghost has a direct link straight to heaven. Jesus said, He will show you things to come. Do you hear me? He will show you things to come. But folks don't want to pray through. They're afraid of the future. Amen. They're afraid of the future. Some of my young ladies sitting here and young men, amen, if they knew the will of God, would surely do it. But they're afraid to pray through till they get an answer from heaven. They're afraid the Lord will deny them what they're wanting. And what they're saying is, Lord, I'd rather not know than to know that I can't have it. But let me tell you something, my friend. There is a place in God where you can get to when you pray through. You'll be so submitted that you'll say, not my will, but thine be done. Your will's the best thing for my life. I'd rather have the Holy Ghost. I'd rather have the anointing of God. And heaven knows I love my wife. But I'd rather have the Holy Ghost holding my hand than I would her. I'd rather have the Holy Ghost in my soul than to have your approval. I'd rather have the Spirit of God on my life. Oh! And that, we lose so many battles simply because we will not take His advice. We will not listen to His advice. Put your ouch out there. Come on. All you guys go help me preach. Every one of you right back where you was. Quiet and tight again tonight. Amen. But let me tell you something. That don't bother heaven. That don't bother the Holy Ghost. That really don't bother me. I just wish you liked what I was preaching, because I'm trying to help you. I'm not rebuking you. I'm trying to show you a higher way. I'm trying to show you a more divine way. I'm trying to put some help in your soul. The battles are coming as sure as I'm standing here, and only those filled with the Holy Ghost are going to survive. The Bible said there's a shaking time coming, and everything that can be shaken, Pamela, everything that can be shaken is going to be shaken. You had better get a hold of something that can hold you, because you're not going to be able to hold yourself. Woo! Oh, you hear me. I said, you hear me, and you hear me well. You had better get rooted and grounded in this truth. You had better get filled with the Spirit of God. There's a shaking time that's coming that's going to shake everything on this planet. It's going to try to shake our faith. It's going to try to shake our confidence. It's going to try to shake our ability. It's going to try to pull the stars out of heaven. Oh, hallelujah. There is a power
is a power. There is a power that God has sent to earth, and He wants to live in you.
You've already tried it your way. It didn't work. You already tried it. You couldn't make it work. You've already done everything that you know to pull it together. It ain't a moving. There's only one power that's got power over all the power of the devil, and that's God's good Holy Ghost. You can't give it up, and you won't give it up without some divine help. You can't win. I can't win without some divine help. But I can conquer. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. The mountain can be climbed, Brother Frank Estes. The valley can be gone through. Weeping may endure for a night. But on the wings of the anointing of God comes a joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Just wait a little while at the feet of Jesus, Brother Jim. He'll make you get happy. He'll shout your feet. He'll clap your hand. He'll make you want to run. Oh, weary. Yes, but going on, pursuing still the righteousness of God. Can't make it without Him, Lord Jesus. Can't make it without Him. Whew. Just got to have some more of Him. Got to have that touch in my soul. Woo! Ha ha! Ha ha! Woo! Ha ha! Hallelujah! How can you get along without Him? How can you get along without Him? How can you get along without Him? How can you make it without Him? How can you know what to do without Him? Who's going to bridle your tongue? Who's going to keep charge of your heart? What are you going to do without Him? Who's going to keep the lust out of your heart? Who's going to reprove the lust of your heart? Who's going to tell you can't be right? Who's going to tell you when you are right? Who's going to be your guide through the dark fog of this day? Who's going to anoint your ears to hear? Who's going to anoint your eyes so you can see? Who's going to be there when nobody else is there? I tell you, there's only one. God sent Him. Jesus prayed Him down. He come into the church that the church might be saved, that it might be anointed, that it might have power. There's no other hope for the church except the old-fashioned Holy Ghost baptism of Pentecost of fire. Don't look to the right hand. Don't look to the left. Get your eyes on Him. Keep your eyes on Him. Grab a hold of Him and don't let go. He'll carry you on His coattail. Amen. Get on board, He's cried. Get on board. I have wings like an eagle. I can bear you up above the coming storm. I can bear you up above your enemies. I'll get between you and your enemy. I'll carry you on top of me so that my body will be between you and your enemy. I'll fight for you. I'll die for you. Oh, great God, didn't He do it on the hill called Calvary? He bled, He died, He rose again the third day that He might ascend to heaven and plead the cause and get us another comforter. Whew. You can't have Him and walk hand in hand with the world. You can't have Him and walk hand in hand with the world. You can't walk with Him and walk hand in hand with the world. He's a walking straight towards heaven. He ain't got time to turn to the right or turn to the left. He's got his hand on the plow and he will not look back. There's nothing in the earth that, no, there's not. I said, you're not hearing me preach. There's nothing in the earth that the Holy Ghost wants except you. He wants to present you faultless and blameless in mercy before the God of all heaven. He wants to take in your weakness and become strong. He wants to help you overcome. He wants to help you to be strong and anointed. God needs anointed men. Whew. I read it, Susie. I read it every bit. God help you to do it. My prayer is God help her to do it. God anoint her. God give her strength. Give her overcoming grace. Make her tougher than shoe leather. Help her to stand straighter than a four before. Amen. Give her eyes to look over into heaven. See the smiling face of her Savior. So she'll have enough guts on earth to say no to the world. Have you ever looked in the smiling face of Jesus? There ain't nothing in this stinking world, frankly, that we'd want. We'd shake it every bit out of our hand. We'd throw it every bit out of our home. So the next time we looked into heaven, we could see the smiling face of Jesus. We'd be so happy to lay down our life, amen, like Stephen, until we could say, God, don't lay this to their charge. I don't even mind them doing it. I'm not going to hold it against them. As the rocks banged him in the head, banged him in the chest, banged him in the arm, he said, Lord, Lord, forgive them. Don't lay this sin to their charge. Oh, great God, that's the Holy Ghost. That's the New Testament Holy Ghost. Woo. Well, I'm done. I charge you in the name of the Lord. Don't settle for some flim-flam, ankle-deep experience. Get your heart and your soul together and wade on out. Amen. Wade on out. Commit your all to God. And after a while, you'll find it a river that'll carry you. And a river that you can't cross over. It'll be a power that you never realized existed in this world. Amen. It can and will keep you. Can the church say, amen? Amen. Woo! Woo! Somebody said, what in the world do you make that noise for? And I was glad to tell him. I was glad to ask me. I said, that's called a victory shout. You don't do that while you're crying. You don't do that when you're all bent over. You don't do that when you're going through the strait. But when you come out on top of the mountain and you've walked through everything, amen, and you know you've got victory and you're standing with your feet on the promise of God, there's something inside of you that says, wow, hallelujah, hallelujah, oh, thanks be to God that giveth us the victory. Oh, hallelujah. The devil like to take your shout. The devil like to steal your shout. I'm not talking about dancing with your feet. I'm talking about you being able to voice a shout of victory and triumph. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Oh. Why don't you lift your hands and praise the God of heaven. Woo! 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 Thank you. Oh, I need a church that can shout for me. Woo! You ever tried it, Brother Frank? Huh? You ever tried it? Just reach down inside there, amen, and just come out with it and just tell the devil and everybody around, I could not care what you think about me because I have the guarantee in my soul. I have the witness of the Spirit. Woo! Hallelujah! I said, I have the witness of the Spirit. I know that I know that I know that I know. I know that I know. I know. I know. I know. I know. Hallelujah! And I am a child of God. A child of God. John Harris. Somebody to help me shout. Woo! It's real. It's real. I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing. I know. I know. I know. I know. Sister Shirley, I said, I know. I know. Come too late to tell me. Come too late to shut it off. Come too late to serve eviction notice. That I know that He lives within me and that He's going to stay with me till the end, forever. My friend, my guide, my teacher, my companion, my defense, my physician, my lawyer, my advocate, my prayer lawyer. He's everything. I said He's everything. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Don't it feel bad when you don't have it? And don't it feel good when you do? Don't it feel bad when you've opened your mouth and grieved Him and He won't let you feel Him? And isn't it wonderful when you get enough grace to say, I'm sorry, and He comes back to you? Isn't it wonderful when you empty your heart out of hatred and malice and envy and strife and the sweet blessing of the Holy Ghost comes back on your soul and you know your heart's clean and you know your heart's right? Oh, I wouldn't trade this Pentecostal blessing for anything in the world. Would you? Answer me, church. Shout it out. Would you? No! Let it resound through the valleys of doubt and dismal dismay. No! No! You don't have enough gold. You don't have enough silver. You don't have enough women. You don't have enough popularity. You don't have enough praise. You don't have anything that I want. My soul has tasted of heaven's manna. My soul has tasted of the honey out of the rock. My soul has tasted of the oil out of the flint rock. My eyes have seen heaven fair. My soul is set on making it. And I want to tell the world, no! I don't want to give up. And no, I am not for sale. I am not for sale. I am not for sale. Woo! I am not for sale. Hallelujah. The devil buys us cheap every once in a while, dearest. He puts something on the stinking blue tube and tells you it's a chance of a lifetime. But what he's trying to say is, if I can talk you into this, when you come out, you'll have grieved His Spirit. Amen. 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 He'll try to sneak it over on you. And he'll try to tell you it's a chance of a lifetime. But all he is saying is, if I can get you to grieve him, if I can get you to be disobedient, you'll be out of the race. You'll be disqualified till you get your heart back right with God. Amen. Am I preaching all right, Brother Ed? Oh, I want to do that. Help me, heaven. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Father. I want to go down doing that. If this is my last message, let it be put on my stone. I went down preaching God's gospel and God's truth. Amen. Daryl, don't end up some dry hide. Don't you do it, boy. There's enough dry hides in Pentecostal today. Just nothing but dead weight to sink most churches. Amen. I'm closing. Church of God of Cleveland, Tennessee, run a survey through the church last year. They found out by statistics that 53% of their people didn't have the Holy Ghost. Do you know what that makes them? They're not a Holy Ghost church. They don't have the minority. Amen. They don't have the majority anymore. They are in the minority. Amen. Amen. That's how it happens when people do not wholeheartedly seek for the Holy Ghost. What started out as Pentecostal, motivated, empowered, and built by the Holy Ghost, turns around and becomes a Pentecostal church just in name. And remember the thunder that come from our Lord as he looked at the last of the New Testament churches and he said, "Thou hast a name that thou livest and art dead." What's it going to take to shake you loose? What's it going to take to shake you loose? Huh? What's it going to take to shake you loose? If the Holy Ghost can't do it, it just ain't going to be done. Let's stand. Stand. Sister Renee, where you at? Bring your girls and come on. Hurry. Now. Let's go. Tanya. Come on. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Woo! I'm feeling good, Brother Jim. If I could dance like you, I'd just almost wear out a pair of shoes. Man, you can dance pretty. You ought to do more of it. Amen. Woo! Glory to God. That's right. If I could dance like Curly Mayfield, I'd grab me a tambourine if I wouldn't put on a good glorifying act for God. Amen. If I could dance like George Davis, I'd dance until my shoes, amen, come unstitched. But I'm not much of a dancer. I just have to be contented with preaching and jumping and running and shouting. But I can feel it just as good as any of you. How about you? Has anybody felt anything tonight? You mean the Holy Ghost got that close to you, you could feel His Spirit, and you still didn't shake loose? Amen. 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 Let me tell you this story. I read in a bookstore. You know, your pastor goes to bookstores. I went to a bookstore down south, and they had this little thing. Cost a dollar. I wish I'd have bought it now. This little slave boy, this black slave boy was praying. He said, "Oh Lord, I thank you for those men who put me in chains and put me on that boat and brought me here." He said, "I thank you, Lord, that you brought me here so I could hear about the precious name of Jesus. I'm so glad you brought me so I could hear his name and be saved." He said, "Oh Lord, would you send those same men back to my land? And will you bring my mama and daddy here so they can hear this name?" Amen. And the missionary that was watching the little colored boy found him standing down on the seashore looking across the ocean. He said, "Boy, what are you doing?" He said, "I'm watching for the ship that's got my mommy and daddy on it." Amen. He said, 2 years went by and that little boy never failed to go down to the shore and look across the sea to see if he could see the ship. And he said, one day he went down there and there he was standing on the seashore. He had his hands up in the air. He was just a weeping and a crying. Amen. And a praising God and a blessing God. And the missionary said, "Boy, what are you so happy about?" He said, "That ship came. It's got mommy and daddy on it. And they're going to hear about the name of Jesus." Oh, let me tell you something. We ain't shouting happy enough. I said, we ain't shouting happy enough. Oh, I wasn't raised up in chains. I wasn't raised up in chains. No, sir, I was born free. But I don't want to get so much stinking pride that I fail to raise my hands and tell God I'm thankful that you revealed your son and saved my soul. Sang Renee.
Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, it's burning in my soul
and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's burning in my soul and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, it's all over me and it's keeping me alive.
It's keeping me alive, it's keeping me alive.
It's all over me
and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive, it's keeping me alive. It's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, it's all over me,
and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. Well, it's all over me, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire,
and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, it's keeping me alive. Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire, and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, it's coming down from heaven and it's keeping me alive.
Keeping me alive, keeping me alive.
Well, it's coming down from heaven and it's keeping me alive.
Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire
and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive.
Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire
and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
It's all over me
and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive, keeping me alive. It's all over me and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Coming down from heaven and it's keeping
me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive.
Well, it's coming down from heaven and
keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive.
Well, I prayed it down from heaven.
Keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, it's the Holy Ghost and fire,
and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. Keeping me alive.
It's that Holy Ghost and fire,
and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.
Well, it's all over me,
and it's keeping me alive. Keeping me alive. It's keeping me alive.
Well, it's all over me,
and it's keeping me alive. Jesus is keeping me alive.